Visit us online at www.thehype873.com.
That's right. It is your girl, Tampa Mystic, and we are live right here in ATL on the Hype 87.3. And today, I got the very talented Marcus Sanders on the line. What's going on? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for being here.
Yes, sir. I'm happy to be here.
100%. So you checking in from Kansas right now?
Yeah, Kansas, Midwest, you know.
Okay, that's what's up, man. Definitely. Lawrence is the city to be exact. Tell us a little bit about the city. I'm not familiar with it.
Lawrence is like a little city. It's in Kansas. It's a college town, so like, I mean, it's not like super dead. It's not super big either, though.
That's dope.
But, you know.
I like it. Listen, trust me, one day I do want to move somewhere smaller outside. Atlanta's getting too crazy for me. I ain't even going to hold you. It's like everybody's moving here, and it's just, it takes 2 hours to get anywhere. It's so frustrating, but that's dope, though. So you're born and raised there?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, I love it. So let's just dive in and talk about some of the stuff you've been doing musically. You've built over 1 million streams independently, and I want to first and foremost say congratulations. That's a major accolade. Was there a moment when you realized that, man, music is it for me? I'm getting millions of streams, and you know, people are paying attention. Did you ever have that defining moment in your career so far?
Yeah, I have. I would say, I don't know, it's just like as I learned, as I went, like trial and error, like just certain things just kept me going. So just seeing like any type of accomplishment just kept me going. People would see me in the store, like in a whole different city, and be like, I know you, you're Marcus. And I'm like, man, that's crazy.
That is dope. That's dope. See, the hard work is paying off. People recognizing who you are. That is amazing.
Yeah, you definitely don't never know who's listening. Like, it could be like your neighbor, honestly. You never know.
Man, that's a great piece of advice to us offer other artists about not quitting, is you never know who's listening, who's paying attention.
Yeah, for sure. You got to pay attention to who loves you and not like, why they don't love you. That's my thing. That's what I do, honestly.
I couldn't agree more. I often talk about we have to focus on the positive stuff, because what we focus on is what develops. So if we focus on the negative and why people don't like me, I'm going to be surrounded and consumed by that. Nah, we don't care why people don't like. They don't matter to us.
Yeah, that's big facts.
Yeah, definitely. So how did linking with Empire change your mindset about the business side of music?
Pretty much Empire just forced me to step my game up. Like, you know, the opportunity just came like kind of like out of nowhere. And I guess I could say I was prepared. Like, you know, I had been through so much that I had an actual game plan, but it's just like teaming up with them just helped me get my name out there even more.
Definitely, because Empire has access to put you in places that a lot of these other distribution companies don't. And it's no shade to like the DistroKids, but Empire is probably getting your music heard on different platforms that the other ones absolutely don't. So is it a single deal you did with them, or are you distributing multiple songs through Empire?
So I actually have like a label deal, but I'm only putting my music out so far because like I haven't like really ran across anybody that I'm willing to just invest my time in. And also I just don't have the time. So I just promote and market myself as of now, but I'm signed to them as a label.
I can
distribute other artists also.
That is interesting. Okay. So you basically are developing your own label that's in partnership with Empire. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that is...
It's just, I thought way ahead of time. So, like, okay, I just market myself as of now. But as I learn all the game, like, complete as whole, I'm going to start, like, snatching people up and be like, let's get it.
I love that. Putting other people in a position to win.
Yeah.
Your single Time Will Tell is a dope record. It is a great record. And I know it's been getting some attention because it sounds super dope. What's the story behind the record?
Okay, like, Time Will Tell, like, it's basically, like, the listener, you can take it and just apply it to your life, whatever, like, If you're going through something, time will tell. If you're rising to the top, time will tell. If you will make it or you will not, time will tell. Like, it's just something simple but also complex that anybody can relate to, I felt.
Agreed. So. Agreed. It's a great record. When did you discover that you really had a voice? Because you've got a phenomenal voice on you.
Yeah, I honestly started off rapping, but like, I don't know. I just like stopped having the passion to rap because it's like, okay, I'm not like even like my character. It's just like suave. I'm just smooth. I'm just like as butter, you know? So I don't like that hype trying to be tough stuff. So like, I was like, okay, let me just go to melodic music because I mean, that's more of me, I feel. So like, I just found my sound, found my voice, found my patterns, and then just went from there. And I loved it. So I'm going to keep going like that. I feel like it fits my image better.
I like that approach 100%. Yeah, because between being a singer versus being a rapper, there's quite a big difference in the lifestyle per se that you have to perceive as an artist. Like you said, a lot of rappers, they be in the strip clubs and they're rowdy, and I'm not saying all of them, but a big portion of them, because that's just the persona that people receive from them, versus being a singer, you can be a little bit more chill. And so I like the approach that you're taking.
Mm-hmm. It's perception. Like, that's the most powerful thing in like the music and any type of industry, is the perception, the narrative.
Yes.
Like, it all matters, you know.
Perception is everything. People will perceive you how they think that you are, but it could be totally different. Like, you could go outside dressed like a complete bum, but be the wealthiest person in that store. And people are going to perceive you as a bum because the way you dress. And it's like, it's just the world we live in.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So you've been doing music professionally for around 5 years now. What's the biggest lesson the industry's taught you the hard way?
That you have to invest, and you got to be careful who you invest with. Mm. I mean, that's like, that can go so deep, but like, that's just the best way to put it.
Yeah.
Like, artists think you just put a song out and go crazy and viral and get signed. Nah, that ain't how it goes.
That's
a gotta invest.
100%. Because it's no different than any other business on earth. If you start a barbershop, if you start a nail salon, if you start a clothing store, you can't just put it up and not put no money behind it and think it's going to take off. I tell that to artists all the time. I'm like, listen, if you come into this business, you have to treat it as such. If you don't treat it as a business, you'll never succeed, because people want to see you doing it first for yourself before they're going to put a dime into investing in you. So it's great that you learned that, you know, fairly early on.
Yeah, just me, 5 years ago, I was making $0. Now, like, I'm paying my bills with it. It took me 5 years of investing to get to that. So I can just imagine in 5 more years, if I keep going, which I will, like, it's just, you have to invest. People don't understand that. Like, I shoot music videos and people will post it one time. And I'm like, okay. Then I don't, like, months later, they haven't posted it again. I'm like, what was the point of me even doing that? But thank you for paying me. But, like, I'll be thinking, like, what was the point of that?
It's so funny you said that. I swear on everything. I had this conversation with somebody a couple days ago. I'm like, it's really weird to me when artists pay me for an interview. They never promote it. They don't post it. They don't even comment on the video on YouTube. I'm like, and I guess they're fully relying on my audience, which is cool. But it's like, why would you not want to show off your work? That's your work, too. Just like with them paying you for a music video, that's essentially their work as well.
Yeah.
But like you said, hey, thanks. If you want to, you know, how long you been doing music videos?
In like a couple of years.
Okay.
Honestly.
Okay. What is the name of your videography business?
So I got a promotion company. It's called Rose Promotions.
Got it. I did have that information. So everything is under, really, that's the umbrella. Rose Promotion is the umbrella for everything that you do.
Yeah.
That is
as far as like social media presence, yeah.
Got it. Got it. So you started Rose Promotions really to help push artists and brands. So I know you do music videos. Do you also do like brand videos and other type of content as well?
Like, honestly, the best way to put it is I do everything. Like, I film my own shows, I make merch for people, I shoot videos, drop them. Like, I kind of like got some, like, kind of what you got going, but it's not as, you know, big, but everything. I try to do everything.
I love that for you. I love that for you because you're not sitting around waiting on anybody. Like, you're getting it done. And you're providing a service, a good service, for other artists as well. So, you know, any artist that may hear this, that you're in or around his surrounding area, go get you a music video, get you a mic drop, you know, like, holler at him, because content is king. We're in that era where people want to visually see what you got going on. You could tell them about it all day long, but they want to see what you got going on.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Most definitely.
So what's harder?
And the good thing about...
Go ahead. No, you go.
I was going to say, the good thing about content is you can use it today and then it'll blow up today, but then like you can let it breathe and come back a couple months later and it'll be new again because like new people will be looking at it. It's like something that never runs out.
Absolutely. 100%. So if they get and this is just an example for artists. If you have him film your music video, and we'll say the video turns out 4 minutes long, you can chop that thing up and post a clip from it every week. And now you got content for the next several weeks on your Instagram or TikTok or whatever it may be.
Thanks.
And you can recycle it too. Because like you said, we constantly get new followers. So what you posted 6 months ago, all them new followers may not have scrolled through your page to see it. So you can recycle that content.
Yeah. And if you monetize, what that means, that's money on.
I know that's right. Most definitely. What do you feel like is tougher in today's industry, getting noticed or staying consistent once people finally notice you?
Definitely that second one, because people's egos get in the way.
Talk about it.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, I could say for myself too, but I've also seen it happen with so many other people. So that's why I say that.
I couldn't agree more. We have to stay humble, you know, and like you said, it's people's egos getting away. And I've seen it too, even in the realm of what I do with podcasting and stuff. And, you know, it's like, you know, congratulations on the stuff you're doing, but don't let your ego overcome or overshadow the situation.
Yeah, that's exactly. Once you learn that, you can get very, very far.
Right. Because realistically, nobody wants to work with an a-hole. And if you got this a-hole, big, egotistical type of attitude, I don't want to deal with you. I don't care who it is, how many people you got following you. You can stay over there. I'm good on that.
See, yeah.
You've mentioned wanting to stay genuine while coming up, which kind of ties into what we were just talking about. Have you ever felt the pressure to do anything to fit into the industry, or has it always been staying true to yourself since day one?
No, absolutely. Like, starting out from the beginning, like, my music was way different. Like, it portrayed my life, honestly, but like, I wasn't living the best life. So like, yeah, I had to like switch it up. Like, cause I'm thinking like, not now, I'm thinking ahead. Like, how will people look at me? How will they portray me? But also, it doesn't, like, really matter. But, like, I want to, like I said, be genuine and portray something genuine, something, like, positive. If they connect and relate to it, I want it to be positive.
Yeah.
Not more so on, like, the just thugging type or whatever. Like, no shade to them or who rap about that or make music about it. But I just can't relate to that. I don't want to be that. No more. So I switched it up. More mellow vibes, more soulful vibes type, you know?
Yeah. I feel like you have to do what suits the lifestyle that you're currently living. Not to say if, you know, maybe you went through that stuff, maybe it might show up every now and again in your music, but portray who you are now. Like you said, you know, the more mellow, kind of laid back, because that's where you're at. That's the season of life you're in.
Yeah, or if you're living like that, you shouldn't want to rap about it. You should be a different character. Because why would the hell, you know what I'm saying? Why would you, that's like telling on yourself, pretty much.
Yeah, you're snitching on yourself.
Yeah, you go. People don't think.
You know, and we got to be mindful of what we put out to the universe, too, because, you know, we talk about, even if they're not necessarily living that lifestyle and they talk about it a lot, you never know what type of, you know, repercussions can come back your way because of it, because a lot of people going to believe what you're telling them.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you feel like there's any misconceptions about being an independent artist right now that is having some motion? You know, what I mean by that is people from the outside looking in might think, oh, all you got to do is go to the studio and record a song and blow up. Do you feel like there's any misconceptions that come along with that outside of having to invest in yourself?
Honestly, I would say yes and no. I don't know, honestly. Because I see people like really just be wanting handouts, but then there's also people that do a lot but get nowhere. So I don't know. It's about how you line up the moves and like really the substance of each move.
Yeah.
Because you can do a whole lot and just get nowhere. Like record a bunch of songs but don't promote it. Like I see that every day. Like I see a person record a new song every day but haven't even marketed or promoted one.
I see it all the time too. Agreed. That was actually a great answer. Let me ask you this, kind of tying into that question. Once you record a song and it's finalized, you got the mix and the master done on it, how long is that going to sit in your vault before you put it out there?
Not long. Because like I record with a purpose. Like I don't just go record just to record. Like because as a creative person, like I've learned, like you gotta let just your mind and your thoughts wander. Like go see some new stuff or just go soak up some different like type of vibes from different places, different people. And just I let my music write itself. I don't write my music, you know?
Yeah. I love it.
That's the best way to put it.
No, that's a great way to put it. Absolutely, because you're letting your story and your journey tell itself through your music.
Mm-hmm. So, like, I go through, like, a hard time. I go ups and downs in life, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going through a down. That'll, like, inspire me because, like, I don't stay down. I don't think down. When I'm down, I'm just down, but my thoughts are still up there. So I'll take those, like, feelings and turn them into frequencies, music, and then boom, a song is just there.
So when a song comes from a place like that, like you maybe you were going through something, does getting in the studio kind of become like a therapy session for you to be able to record it and get those emotions out?
Oh yeah, I'm in there, eyes closed, rocking back and forth,
doing a little Stevie Wonder on them.
Yeah, feeling it.
Tell us about your project called Blue Pressure. What is the story behind this project? How did it come together? How long was it in the works? Give us the details.
All right, Blue Pressure. So, I don't know. I kind of came up with the name because of, like, the old movie. What's the old gangster movie? When they had Blue Magic. But I was like, all right, I'm going to come up with something, like, called Blue Pressure. So it's just basically a strong, mellow vibes that, like, I would imagine, like, when a person listens to it start to finish, that they would, like, feel like this little wave. It's just moving them, but, like, in a positive way, slowing down time for them. And then that's the vibe I wanted to, like, portray with it.
Got you. How long was the project in the works?
Not long. Like, I just worked on it for, like, a month, honestly. I just found the beats and then just wrote to them and then perfected it because I record and mix and master all my own stuff.
That was going to be my next question. That is dope. So how long have you been doing that portion of it?
I'll say like a year. I've learned it a long time ago, like mildly how to do it. But like this last year, I just got tired of dealing with just different types of people. And going to their studios and I just was like, I'm going to just do all this myself. So I ain't got to deal with no personalities, you know?
Absolutely. And really, I mean, there are some phenomenal engineers out there, but who better to get your sound exactly the way you want it than you?
Yeah. Because once you learn it, it becomes like, you know, a passion. You feel good. You're like, yeah, this is it.
So Blue Pressure is an EP. It's 4 tracks. You just released it in April. So it's, I mean, literally like a couple weeks ago. It's a brand new project.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Straight Drop ENT? Because I seen that on Apple Music.
Yeah, that's so like, that's like a little like label I got.
Okay. Okay. So that's a label that you've essentially signed yourself to?
Yeah, it's just one of them.
Oh, you said it's just one of them.
I got a couple.
You hustling. You out here getting to it. I absolutely respect that. Because as an artist, essentially, like we said earlier, you're a business. So you need to develop businesses, not just business, but businesses. We got to have multiple ways to bring money in. So, okay. So Straight Drop ENT, is there going to be potentially other artists involved in that later on down the road?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's all going to come around full circle. Mm. Like I promise by the end of this year, like I'll have at least a couple people.
Got you. Okay.
Because like once I sign, it's not even like necessarily like signing, like maybe just like a partnership agreement with whoever, whichever artist, like I'm going to do all their content. I'm going to shoot all their videos, all their mic drops. Like it's going to be like, I got access to magazines. So like, I'm just taking all my resources and I'm going to pour it into somebody, help them come up and then boom. We're going to have an agreement and we're just going to keep it solid.
I love that. That is amazing. So artists out there, be on the lookout. He's going to be scouting one of these days, but you better come with it. Yeah. So on the film side, are you also getting into like being in film, acting and stuff like that?
That's definitely in the works. Like that's definitely in the works. I'm just not sure how to go about that, but I've been doing some research. I have been in a few like film things, but as an extra. So, because I used to live in Atlanta for a couple years too. Mm. So
that's a great starting point, though. You know, being an extra on set, you never know who you may meet while you're on set that could open the door for a bigger opportunity.
Yeah, I met Charles Gambino. You know, he's pretty cool.
That is hard. That's hard. So you lived in Atlanta for a couple of years. When was this? Like years back or more recently?
Like 2019 to 2021.
Okay. So fairly recently. All right. So what brought you here and what made you decide to leave, if you don't mind sharing?
Honestly, I went there to like just visit and I was like, I ain't going, but I'm not coming back. So I just... where I just lived there and I was met so many people. I had so many just encountered like the business side. You know, it's different in different cities and states. The culture is like kind of like different. So like I learned like that y'all hustle. That's where I kind of like got my hustle like a little bit. So shout out to Atlanta for real.
Okay. Would you ever consider moving back out here or do you feel like where you're at, you have better opportunities because it is a little bit smaller and you maybe stand out a little bit more?
Yeah. So this is what I figured out. It's not like where you at or where you be. It's just like really how you move and what you pay attention to, what you pick up and like, you just gotta, they got social media now. So like, you don't really have to like, travel unless you just trying to get content or something like that.
Yeah.
Or go visit say like for to be on like one of your platforms or something.
Yeah, understood. No, I agree absolutely. Like I feel like I've been in Atlanta since 2013 and at some point in time I still want to move back home. Like Atlanta's been good to me. I've had a good run here. I'll probably stay here for a couple more years and then it's going to be time to head back home because I feel like when people see you making moves in other cities, again, you can stay in your hometown and people are going to respect you more because they've seen you get up and leave the city and do things elsewhere and you've been there, done that.
Yeah, you want to be stationed where you're comfortable and where they make you feel comfortable. Say Like you say, you go somewhere else and you blow up, you start taking their clientele, and they're going to be like, wait a minute, like, hold on, what you doing? And that kind of happened in Kansas City for me, but I just, you got to know when to hold and fold, you know?
So through all this stuff that you've done and you've got going on, how do you protect your peace, your mental health through all this? Because I feel like that's so important and a lot of people don't talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes I may like lose, but it'll only be like for like a whole 24 hours. Like, cause I've strengthened myself like spiritually to understand like what's attacking me and why it's attacking me, or like, what is this? Like, am I being tested or am I just being told to like, just stay still? Like, I don't know. I pay attention. I meditate and stuff. So like, I really pay attention to like when my frequency is low. And I pay attention to when it's high and what's keeping it there and what's making me feel high. So, like, I don't know. That's kind of like how I'll be going about it.
No, that's a great way to go about it. And I'm glad that you said that, because there's probably people out here who have never thought about it from that perspective. We have to pay attention. What makes us feel good? What makes us feel bad? What lifts us up? What brings us down? Who makes us feel good? Who brings us down? And move accordingly.
Yeah. So, like, one of my things is, like, if I chill with somebody new and then, like, I go back home, it might not even happen that night or the next day, but if I feel, like, some type of, like, cloudy, just mind foggy or just depression, I'm like, wait, there's something ain't right about that person. Like, I'm not supposed to be around that person. Because, like, I feel like emotions, like, bad emotions or depressed emotions are like spirits that will cling to you. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's just, I don't know. I'll be thinking a little deep, but I pay attention to stuff like that. And like, I'm kind of antisocial, even though I'm an artist, but I know a lot of people don't mean you no good. So I'd rather just stay to myself.
Man, I couldn't agree more. You have to protect your peace, because there are some weirdos out here. Let's be honest. There's some weirdos out here, and I deal with it often, yeah, to the point where I've had to really set my boundaries very, very high, because I used to allow people to kind of go down these I would go down these rabbit holes with people going back and forth. I said, bruh, I'm not doing that no more. If I don't know you, or even if I do know you and I feel like you're disrupting my peace, respectfully, I'm cutting a conversation there and we'll never speak again. Deuces, best of luck to you, but we have to protect our peace at the end of the day.
That's the way.
Yes. Out of everything that you have done, what has been your proudest accomplishment thus far?
I guess I would have to say the Empire deal.
Yeah.
Honestly, right now at least. Because it's helped me to, like, just, man, it's helped me a lot.
That is a big accomplishment. There's a lot of artists out here, and maybe, I don't know, you have or have not thought about it from this perspective, but there's a lot of artists who would love to be in the position you're in right now. Not only do you have this situation with Empire, but you know how to mix and master your own music. You know how to film your own stuff. You know how many artists would love to be able to do all that? They just don't have the means or the hustle to get out here and make it happen. They just want it to fall into their lap. So shout out to you for working hard and getting to it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. So with the EP, Blue Pressure, being brand new, did you do any type of release of it for it? Or is it mainly, you know, focusing on promoting it online? Is there anything like that that we can look forward to? Because it's still a brand new project.
Yeah, right now it's just out on all digital platforms. I'm going to get some like hard copies in, like, just for like, I know CDs, people don't like really use them, but there are people that will take it like as a keepsake. So I'm just going to get some CDs printed, and like actual, like with the barcode, like the fancy looking thing. And I'm going to sign each one and I'm going to sell them like direct to consumer, like just at my shows. Cause I got clothing line also called Rose Clothing, and when I do the shows, I'm gonna have some CDs and shirts
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. You got to go to your shows with merch. Like, that's your job as an artist. I don't know if people know that, but yeah.
I couldn't agree more because, you know, there's been times where I've interviewed artists and they'll have maybe just came off of like a promo run or a media run or a promo tour. And I'll ask them, mm-hmm. what would you do differently next time? And majority of them say have merch available for sale. That's a lesson that they learned, that they should have had some type of product, CD, a hat, a T-shirt, something that they could sell to their fans or new potential fans.
Yeah. Because that shirt, every time they pick it up, they're going to think of you.
Yeah.
You're the artist. So.
And the thing with the CDs too, same thing. Even if they don't got nowhere to play it, just to have a piece of something that they can feel and touch, it means more than maybe going and streaming it off the digital platforms.
Yeah. I had this old, like one of my old diehard fans, like pull up on me the other day. And she gave me a copy of, like, my first CD ever made. Like, I was like, what? Where did you get this? I was like, that's hard. You still got it. Like, that was, like, 10 years ago. Like, I'm like, what the hell?
That is dope. See, and I'll tell you, like, in the last probably month, I've been given 2 CDs by, shout out to Hot Boy Turk, that's my family. You know, he has this new album called Joseph, and he pressed up CDs. He gave me one, and then a young lady that I interviewed out of Texas, she gave me one. I have both of them in my studio. So when people walk in, they see them CDs, I got them on display. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, yeah, I don't have anything to play them in, but to me, it's like, it's nostalgic. It brings back that era when I loved my CDs, you know, and if anybody offers me a CD, and I've bought plenty of CDs in my day. I remember I went to New York and I never bought so many doggone CDs on the street in my life because they was up there hustling them.
Yeah.
Something I heard you say a minute ago that I wanted to just talk about real quickly before we get into the record, you mentioned direct to consumer sales, which a lot of artists don't understand what that is. And it's still a real thing. And I asked an artist about it one time if he does that, and he didn't even know what I was talking about. He was a younger artist. And he happened to post that clip on Instagram, and it slick went viral. And there was a couple people saying, man, ain't nobody going to buy no CD. I'm like, you a damn lie. I said, that is a dead. You just because you won't don't mean other people won't. So for any artists out there, if anybody comes to you and says that crap, don't listen to them. Just because they don't want to do it doesn't mean a million others won't. Period.
Man, your old school fans will buy the CDs. They'd be like, yeah, youngster, let me get one of them.
Facts. That is facts. 100%. Oh, and there's a lot of websites out there now, like even.biz is a perfect example. You can put your music on their website and sell it for whatever price you choose, but I can come along and pay you more for it. You know, so yeah. There's those opportunities, most definitely. So we've got the single called Time Will Tell loaded up and ready to go. It's also in rotation with us. Any other projects or shows or anything else you got coming up in the works that we need to know about before we tell everybody where to follow you at?
Yeah, I got a show coming up in Lawrence, Kansas, May 22nd. It's going to be at Empire. And then I got a mansion party the following night in Miami. So that's the next recent shows.
You working. That is dope. Where can people follow you at on their social platforms?
Instagram, RedMoney785. That's like my roast promotions page. Then Facebook, Marcus Sanders, MarkusSanders. And YouTube, Marcus Sanders. Spotify, Marcus Sanders. Apple Music, Marcus Sanders. The rest of them, Marcus Sanders, pretty much.
Got it. Have you ever thought about changing your IG or anything to match your actual artist name, or is the other one like special to you that you keep it the other name?
Well, I got Marcus Sanders IG, but I just made it like literally 2 days ago, so oh. I'm gonna get it like start running ads on it so I can like get the engagement up and stuff. And then, like, I'm going to switch over to that. That way it's all Marcus Sanders.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense. Most definitely. Who do you want to give thanks to that's been really supporting you through your journey in this music business?
I'll give a shout out to my boy Duso. He's another artist from the Midwest doing this thing. Give a shout out to my girl Kim. She's up there in Atlanta with you. She's my like number one supporter. And of course my mom and my grandma.
All the special ladies in your life.
Yep.
Does your mom and your grandma live near you?
No, she actually lives in Dallas because she's a travel nurse.
Got it. Well, definitely shout out to them. Shout out to the beautiful ladies in your life. So we're going to go ahead and get into this record and let the world hear it. They should have already been hearing it here in rotation, but we're going to check it out here today. We're going to premiere it, if you can introduce it.
This is boy Marcus Sanders, and this is Time Will Tell.
Alrighty, let's get it.
Come and see what all the hype is about. Tune in to The Hype 87.3.
Stay prayed on, we can't fail. Many left, couldn't stand the rain. What they gon' do when I make it hell? Don't tell me it's over for me. We put our money, I made that bet. I'm calm, I'm putting on. I'm in my zone. Time will tell, time will tell. Time will remove that veil. Time will make them believe. Time will tell, time will tell. Time will tell who fake, who real. Don't slip, better watch your step. Stay prayed up, we can't fail. Many left, couldn't stand the rain. What they gon' do when I make it hell? Over for me.